It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, the only one I can really think of that's really doing well, or at least trying to do, and that is the wheat market. You know, we continue to see support in it. We had disappointing rains reported in Russia last week when we were expecting to see good rains. And, of course, we're looking at plummeting rains and hail up in the northern plains on Sunday. The southern plains are getting a bunch of rain right now as well as they're going into harvest. So, you know, right now the weather is starting to turn to be a little bit supportive to wheat as well. So I think that's helping to put some strength back into the wheat market. And I think that one's kind of the one that's going to be kind of the leader here this week.
Okay, what's not hot then?
You know, you're going to have to go with pretty much most of the other markets. I mean, you look at corn, that put in a weekly key reversal down last week. Soybeans put in a key reversal on Friday, just on the daily chart. So technically, those two show a little bit of trouble. But corn has been only a follower, and right now it's hopefully it's going to follow wheat. It is firming up in the overnight session and posting some small gains. So right now I do think the biggest part is that this market's going to continue to watch what's going on as far as weather is concerned. And this afternoon's crop progress report will give us an idea of where the corn conditions are and where planting progress is.
I think most guys are expecting those corn conditions about 70% good to excellent.
That seems to be, yeah, that's the average trade estimate right now is they're looking for 70. So, and the corn that's planted looks good, but we do have a lot of areas that are talking replant, some poor emergence, depending on how cool and wet it was when the planting took place. And we're also looking at a lot of drought out that has happened just recently.
How about soybeans?
You know, soybeans right now, they're the market that's going to continue to have some pressure put on it, mainly because that if we're not planting wheat, we're not planting corn, we're going to go to soybeans. And demand has been pretty poor for soybeans on the export market. So I think it's got a double-edged sword there that's putting pressure on soybeans.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.